Welcome everyone to day three of the Winter Feast for the Soul. I'm going to move towards the microphone a little bit more. So let's begin by taking a deep breath in. Long, slow breath out. And just let yourself settle, letting go of the morning you've already had. And for those of you on Zoom, if you're having trouble hearing me, you can turn up the volume on your own computer. Try that. And hopefully we'll solve this problem soon. So again, just letting go of the morning you've already had. Travel, breakfast, cold, can't find your mittens. Self-arrive. And today we're going to launch into the first of the inner resources that Rick Hansen talks about in his book, Resilience. It's a foundational practice, foundational resource. It's compassion. And there's a lot of different ways to talk about compassion. It's a complex, big practice. But particularly for us and for today, I want to invite you to consider self-compassion as the sort of foundation of building resilience. One of the ways Rick Hansen talks about it is being for yourself, which means you're not against anybody else, but you're for yourself as well. Another way that I have talked about compassion and is very common in the wisdom tradition is to talk about skillful compassion, where we have compassion for everyone in the circle, including ourselves. So we're going to start with ourselves. And I think one of the key things for compassion is just to be able to acknowledge that things are difficult. Just that. So as we go through our day, to just notice the things that are difficult for us and let that soften you. See if you can acknowledge what's difficult for yourself without criticism, blame, or judgment. Just, this is hard. And see if you can let that soften you to you. Often we'll get in a situation and we just start to complain, problem solve, push it away, blame other people, blame ourselves. But this ability to just take a pause and let in what's difficult and then let that acknowledgement soften us to us. So letting that ability to just be kind to ourselves when things are difficult doesn't mean that we're gonna not change things or get going or work on it on ourselves or talk to that person. But we're not gonna slip into blame or like I did this morning, complaining about how hard the door is to open. And so that was just feeding the wolf of discontent. We can just feed the wolf of acknowledging and kindness. So let that be the ground of your practice today, this willingness to acknowledge and soften without criticism, blame, or judgment. So moving to the formal part of our practice, again, taking a seat that feels grounded to you, grounded in this kindness, self-kindness, feeling your feet on the floor, seat on the seat, the weight of the body resting here. And from that groundedness, feeling the length of your back so that you're upright but not rigid. Not too loose, not too tight. Allowing the shoulders to be relaxed, a sense of opening and softening in front. Taking a moment to connect to your tender heart, your sense of care for yourself and others. And then resting your hands comfortably, connecting to ease wherever you feel it. And allowing the mind to rest in stillness of the body and the warmth and support of our practice together.